and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, it's great to have you back a third week in a row. Please come back next week.
It's an honor to be back. Thank you for having me again.
Well, come back next week so we can finish off the season, because this is episode 21 of season 5.
So the finale's next.
I think so. Yeah, there's I believe so. And then come, you have you. I always want you to be there to start every new episode, every new season.
Every new season, season 6. Well, yeah. I would be. You know what? I'd be honored. And it's less of a chore for me because lately, anyways, I've been enjoying the show.
I'm not surprised. It is the greatest television show ever made in the history of the planet Earth.
I didn't quite say that. But it's an enjoyable show. I actually, you know, in previous seasons, I would wait until, you know, the midnight hour to watch the episode to save myself as much, pain as possible. But this last batch of episodes, I, you know, watched them well in advance, and I thought I would sort of spread it out, but I kept watching. I wanted to watch. There was a desire to watch the show, which I think is new. It's a new feeling.
Okay, but I really, really must press to you, upon you, that it is the greatest television show of all time in the history of planet Earth.
Wow. I'm not there yet.
Well, let's try and convince you with Season 5, Episode 21, Case of the Missing Blonde. It aired May 12th, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Michael S. Baser and Kim Weisskopf. Jack and Janet play detective when Cindy goes missing. Cameron, what did you think of Case of the Missing Blonde?
Wow, it's a 3 for 3 for me.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, okay. 3 for 3.
All right. Wow.
Not only was I entertained and laughing, but I was on the edge of my seat. What happened to Cindy? I didn't know.
Oh, right, my. Right, right.
This whole element, all of a sudden, it's like a, you know, mystery. And I'm right along with, you know, Jack and Janet as they're on the couch trying to figure out what's going on. I was great. It was great.
It was a different styled episode for Three's Company, for sure.
For sure. And I love that they let in with them coming back from a scary movie. So they're already sort of in that mindset.
Right.
And there just felt like it wasn't just mindless writing. There was intent behind everything, which is new for me and new for this series . So it was great. And it sort of unfolded in a timely manner. And I loved Furley and Larry,
Busted.
Yeah, both getting busted.
Yeah, right.
Man, I was. It surprised me. It really did. It was a good episode. It was a very good episode.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, here we have, you know, the writers maybe deliberately pushing Cindy off to the side. Maybe because of what you pointed out 2 episodes ago, her acting was just not on par with what they were expecting. They deliberately maybe wrote this episode to keep her away from the game.
Yeah, I felt that too. I think that's also why I enjoyed it so much, is because she, you know, wasn't around maybe. Right. And we got to just, you know, every scene was, you know, with characters that, you know, were really clicking. But a part of me too was wondering if this was, you know, the last time we'd see her. I don't
know. No.
Yeah.
No, it's not because she's dead. Because the episode,
she got kidnapped or ran away or went to be with Chrissy. I don't know. I just, I mean, a part of me was hoping, just because I was never a big Cindy fan, or I've never haven't been a big Cindy fan so far. But I thought it was great. I loved that, you know, when they busted her dad with the knives and jumped in on him at the hotel, and it was a great episode.
I mean, he had to be a knife salesman, right?
Of course, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's Mr. Snow, Cindy's dad, and that's Chrissy's uncle, and the brother of Reverend Snow.
Right.
So it's an interesting, yeah, I mean, if you go deep enough, you're like, oh, so his brother became a reverend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then second appearance of Mike the bartender.
Yeah, he was a pretty big part of this episode.
Yeah, especially, yeah, with the Furley bit, definitely.
The Furley bit, $3, you know, he got busted for hiring a $3 hooker.
I mean, overall, I liked it. I mean, I loved the part when Jack is telling Janet, you know, when he had solved the case and he's trying to tell Janet because he thinks Janet's slow. Like lines like, wake up and smell the coffee. That stuff, that's classic Jack Tripper. I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was great.
All right. Well, listen, you got to come and visit us again at the Regal Beagle podcast as we finish season 5 and begin season 6. So the next couple of weeks, for sure.
And based on what you've been telling me, season 6 should be a continuation of quality of the past 3 episodes.
Well, you know, if you can divide the series, you know, as the midpoint of season 5 as kind of the midpoint of the series, the second half of the series for me just gets better. And that starts with Double Trouble onwards.
So we're just getting started.
Yeah, honestly, like, you know, going through all these episodes with you for all these years, it's reminded me how much I do think the second half of Three's Company is far more superior than the first half. Okay, for many reasons, like the Roper's gag, like, you know, him looking at the camera, the two of them bickering, her wanting, you know, to go to bed with him all the time. That joke was so overdone. The whole thing where Chrissy became more of a dumb blonde stereotype, that was the first half of the series. And to me, it was just boring and the joke overtold. And now we're entering into the second half with Furley at the helm. Larry's becoming more of a player in the cast. And Jack and Janet are having to step up their game.
Yeah. Okay. So it seems as though you're very much with me in the sense that all the episodes that we've watched up until now haven't been great.
Well, they've been great for me. I mean, I love them. I mean, there's some that are just so amazing. But I will admit that Double Trouble is where they turn a corner for me. And they just, there were some other ones where they go up to the farm with Furley and Lana. That one's a great one. But for the most part, this is where it starts for me.
Wow. So really, we could have just started here.
Oh, no. No. It's all good. Don't get me wrong. But this second half is, it's only going to get better.
Okay. Well, I can truthfully now say for the first time that I am eagerly anticipating watching the next episode.
Amazing. Well, then I look forward to hearing what you think of the next 3 episodes, 4 episodes, 50 episodes.
Wow.
Thank you.